Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, back in the day, did you guys sing Spirit of the Sovereign Lord? You remember that song?
Oh, yeah. I know that song.
Yeah. I think it has some Brownsville.
Yeah, man. Lindell Cooley.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the one.
Yep. I remember singing it, too. Our youth ministry sang it. And I actually remember conversations. Somebody asked me, like, what's that mean, man? They're like, the vengeance of our God. Yeah. Like, they were kind of freaked out by it.
That's a bold person. I would never ask.
Really?
I would think about it, but I would never ask it.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, that comes from Isaiah 61, and it's like this prophecy about Jesus, and it's probably familiar to most people. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prisons for those that are bound.
Getting excited.
Yeah. Proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. That's that's in that prophecy in Isaiah 61. Whoa. Yeah, I mean, it turns it, you know, God's going to, vengeance is his, and he's going to take care of all that stuff. Interesting thing, in Luke chapter 4, this is Jesus comes into the temple, synagogue in his hometown where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath, he went in there and they handed him the book of Isaiah. And he opened it up. I wonder if he did the just like flopped it open and it. Okay.
What am I going to read today?
I think it was probably a scroll. He unrolled it, and, you know, so it wasn't that. But anyway, it says he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Okay, hold on. Jesus forgot.
Yeah, he missed a part.
He like stopped mid-sentence. I mean, that wasn't even another verse. They didn't have verse numbers back then anyway, but it's like a continuation.
There's
of
more
that.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Where is the day of the vengeance of our God? Like, what happened? Hmm. I sang the song. I know that's there. Jesus, he like stops mid-sentence. He leaves it off and rolls back the scroll and hands it back, closes the book, drops the mic, says, I'm not even going there. It's a fascinating thing to me that Jesus chose to leave it out. It's like the bad news part of that passage, you know, sort of turns dark all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And he just decides, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not going there. Hmm. Almost like with the boldness and audacity that it, like someone maybe who wrote it themselves.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's an interesting thing.
Sure.
Yeah. I want to go on a little personal campaign myself of leaving stuff off. I want to leave some stuff out.
Hmm.
Just doesn't need to be said. Don't need to go there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Somebody asked me about a person, you know, hey, what do you think of that guy? Oh, he's pretty cool. He's kind of weird though. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's cool. It's good. I could have stopped right there. Rolled up the scroll, handed it back, and been done. You know, close the book, drop the mic. Like, I guess what I'm saying is there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't have to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when, as a teacher, like I find this when I'm teaching, preaching on grace, sometimes people will say to me, well, you know, there's another side to this. You left out some things. You know, what about this? And I totally get it. Like, yes, that is a thing, but it diminishes the power of the message of grace. It's like a distraction from what this main point is, and it just doesn't need to be said today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a principle that we can apply in life, especially talking about people and things. Let's really highlight the good and end there. Like, just leave off the bad stuff.
Hmm.
You ever had that thing where somebody comes up to you and says, you know, hey, I just need to ask for your forgiveness. You know, and then they go on to say, you know, I've hated you for the last 3 years because blah, blah, blah. You know, it's sort of like, well, the forgiveness part was nice, like wanting to be reconciled or wanting to, you know, have kind of healing in a relationship. But dumping all that crap on you about how they felt and everything else that you didn't even know is like, that didn't need to be said. Just leave it off.
Right. Yeah. You feel better, but now I feel like crap.
Uh huh. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier today a friend of ours that does this really well. His name is Tyler Soley.
He's excellent.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yeah.
If you ask him about anybody,
yeah.
What do you know about this person, doesn't matter who it is. It's only good.
That's cool. He says the good and leaves the rest off.
Yep.
Let's do that.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.